Okay, the odors are caused because the effluent quality, in other words, the effluent quality has a high oxygen demand. In other words, it's got lots of organic material, higher than we would like. And when it's irrigated onto the land, particularly when the land is saturated from rainfall or over application of irrigation, the ground becomes saturated. There's very little oxygen there. You get something called anaerobic respiration. That's respiration by the bacteria in the absence of oxygen, and that causes a foul smell. So it's really a product of two things. One is over-irrigation or inappropriate irrigation, if you like, and the other issue is actually the quality, the poor quality of the effluent that's being applied.
So nothing to do with the actual process of slaughtering animals or manure, those type of things.
No, it's just
it all comes down to irrigation.
wastewater. It's just the failure to adequately treat and deal with the wastewater.
So
And, you know, AACo is very aware of that, and they are too, you know, I mean, they're very concerned, and they regard the offensive odors and things as being inappropriate as well.
have you been down at the site and smelt it for yourself?
I have been there and have smelt.
So the EPA has directed the company, AACo, to, and this is a quote, immediately take measures to prevent offensive odors. How can it be done?
Okay, the first things we've required in there, two things in particular. Well, there's three issues. The first one is we've asked them to triple the area of land that they are irrigating to, I think it's about, I can't remember the actual figure, but it's more than double what they have been using. To ensure that the effluent is irrigated more lightly everywhere instead of being concentrated in one place, so that we lower the probability of the anaerobic respiration. The other thing is that we're concerned with is that when you get over-irrigation, particularly in those saturated soils, that's when you get the smell. And under their license, they're not supposed to irrigate more than 1 milliliter a day when the soil's saturated. And that hasn't been adhered to, and that causes part of the problem. So we have required them to make sure that they are not over-irrigating on saturated soils.
What's the need to irrigate out there?
Well, you have to get rid of the wastewater somewhere, and we certainly don't want it being poured down Berry Creek, going down to Berry Springs and all those sorts of places through people's backyards, basically. And that would be an even greater problem. So what the design was supposed to be was that the water would be treated to a quality much better than it currently has been and then be irrigated sparingly and appropriately. AACo have come back to us with a plan for remedying their water quality problems. That, unfortunately, is going to take quite some time to build. But by the end of July, we're hopeful that they've got some aerated pond so that they can aerate the wastewater and get the biological oxygen demand down before it's actually irrigated. So if we can do that, that will also be a big step towards improving the quality of the effluent and the elimination of the odors.
And the EPA is happy with that. That sort of means it's a deadline of July, is it?
Well, we've given them a month to make sure there's no odor.
Yep.
And that includes tripling the irrigation area and adhering to the requirements in terms of application limits. And we've also put in there whatever else they've got to do to get rid of that stink. Okay? Now, our impression is that so far there's been an improvement. We have had some additional complaints, but by and large, it may well have been reduced, but we'll wait and see.
Okay, so the deadline is the end of this month, but it sounds like the company won't be able to get it done till July.
They won't get the final solutions actually until July the following year when they keep adding new steps in the wastewater treatment process.
Right.
Essentially, we gave them 6 months to get everything straightened out, and that didn't really happen. AACo has taken some very significant steps to remedy the situation. They're working hard. They're going to make quite a significant additional investment, and we're hopeful that we can solve the problem as quickly as possible.
The EPA gave this company approval late last year to start operating.
Correct.
The EPA had some concerns around noise, odor, dust, and wastewater.
Absolutely.
Was the EPA under pressure? Did it make the wrong decision?
Well, we, in good faith, discussed it with them, and they said they needed to start slaughtering cattle so they could test and fine-tune their system. We actually didn't believe that they had a system that could be fine-tuned sufficiently, but over 6 months we felt that they could make some great progress. Unfortunately, that progress really didn't eventuate. But now AACo's bitten the bullet and they're launching into a big program to get it all fixed up. The other thing that's very important is that there will be no further increase in the number of head that are slaughtered per day. They volunteered that and we will have to keep them to it.
Right. And so what is that cap?
It's about 250.
About 250 animals a day.
Yep. Max.
Because we've had the company on the program and it says it wants to ramp up production, but obviously
that one
cannot
happening.
Do that until this odour problem is fixed.
That is correct.
Does the EPA often work under good faith? I thought the EPA was by the book.
Well, we do that too. We do both. Okay? If a company needs to commission something carefully and check their systems and all that sort of stuff, we'll go along with it. If they want to try something new, looking for better things, we'll go along with it. We would rather work in collaboration with them in good faith than run around with a big stick, because big sticks don't solve problems in the pollution world in all cases. Because what happens is, what are you going to do? Take someone to court, and that might take you 18 months, 2 years. And what happens in the meantime? It just becomes a mess. So the preferred solution is to work with them, either just in a consultative and advisory sense, or as in this case, issue a direction that certain things be done quickly. And that's the best approach, rather than actually taking them to court and wasting lots of taxpayers' money and not actually solving the problem for a very, very long time. It's a problem, and you've got to work with both sides of the fence. Carry a big stick, but please, let's work with our clients and try and get things solved.
Hmm. This time next month, if there is still a smell issue, what does happen?
Well, we'll have to go and talk to them, find out what the issues are, why it hasn't worked. We'll get the data back on their application rates, and we can work with them through it and take further steps.
And to all the cattle producers listening to this who want to sell cattle to this meatworks, is their market safe, Bill Freeland?
Certainly the number of head going through the abattoir is not going to reach 1,000 per day in the near future. Our AACo volunteered that, which means I think in the longer term, assuming that everything goes well, and I don't really see any reason why it shouldn't now that they've bitten the bullet and they're actually putting in systems that can solve the problem potentially, we're looking forward to everything flying once that's all done. So, yes, that potential market will remain. It may not have reached the levels people hope for this year, but certainly mid-next year things should be going well.
Bill Freeland, really appreciate your time on the Country Hour today. Thank you.
No, thank you. Take care.